Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco's budget deficit has officials looking into some creative ways to raise some cash. Today we learned that Mayor Daniel Lurie is considering charging people to park in Golden Gate Park. And that news comes a day after we learned transit officials scrapped a proposal to charge homeowners $100 for their driveways. Phil, now that Lurie is backing the proposal, is it a done deal?
Don't you love it? The idea of they're coming up with creative ways to raise money. What's that? Charge it for something, charge your cars. That's so San Francisco. It is so Bay Area. It is so California. We hate cars, but we love the money that they can generate, especially if you're a cash trap city. And the mayor is looking at charging for parking in, the chief tourist attraction for locals and people outside the area in the city. And that's Golden Gate Park. It already costs a fortune to park at Fisherman's Wharf and half the other attractions of San Francisco. Golden Gate so far has been, parking free. And there are parking spaces along. It has a couple of garages, but what they're talking about doing is putting it on the roadways in Golden Gate Park as well and charging like $3 an hour. The idea is to generate about $5 million a year for a recreation park, which needs the money. I'm not sure how it's going to go over with the tourists and stuff because they're already getting charged and charged, and this is going to be another one on the platter.
The driveway proposal, of course, we knew was bound to face a lot of pushback. But are you hearing anything about how locals might feel about paying to come into the park? I'm thinking if you're a tourist, you might not know, that it hasn't always been this way. But locals who go into the park a lot might, be upset.
That is a really good point, Megan, because as you say, people coming from out of town or something like that, it's a new experience. They kind of figure, okay, I pay for parking. There'll probably be one of those machines where you get a ticket and you put it in your windshield and you get a parking ticket if you don't, which is really going to be painful. But it is the locals. And that's where the testy thing is because on one hand, San Francisco City Hall and the transit advocates have said, we don't want cars in Golden Gate Park. Remember, they closed roads down in order to facilitate more bike riding and skateboarding and such. And now they're turning around and saying, well, do we want to charge cars to be here? So you're saying that you want to make money off cars and you don't. And Franciscans are already, when it comes to parking and paying for parking, it's a very, very politically sensitive topic. And so that's why the mayor is saying he's going to go for it. I think the chances are he's going to do it. And he's going to hope that the locals will swallow that bitter pill. But I'm going to tell you, it's a lot better and an easier swallow than the $100 per driveway in a city that has notoriously not enough parking for its residents. The idea that people are going to pay $100 just for the idea of having a driveway, that would spark a revolution and probably a recall.
Yeah, should San Franciscans be worried about just how creative officials could be getting here with these charges?
I tell you, with the two that you brought up today have me worried, because if they're going to get creative after that, it's really going to be strange. You know, they're already talking about extending the hours into the evenings. That goes back and forth. But you got to say, you know, when it comes to creative, usually in San Francisco, it involves cars. And if it involves cars, it involves trying to get more money out of them while you try to get them off the streets at the same time. Go figure.
Yeah, that's the truth. Phil will be on it again live at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.